Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Well, how was the weekend? Had a great time at the Patton House. News, information, comment, opinion, all kinds of things coming your way on today's program. Please call a friend and tell him he's on the air. We're going to do this in a minute. Well, not only was it a great day at church yesterday, oh, loved it. Went out to eat with all the church folks after the service. That was fun. But couldn't wait to get home to our new golden retriever, Willow, all 7 pounds, 11 ounces. She is a terror already. I thank God he gave us another golden. He gave us a golden retriever. We'll talk about it later in the program. But again, I pray that you had a great weekend. Anybody saved in your church? Anybody coming forward to get right with the Lord? Oh, that's good news. Today, we're starting all over again on a Monday. This is the day the Lord hath made. We're to rejoice and be glad in it. What in the world is going on? Ryan Kohberger, the 28-year-old criminology buff, accused of ambushing sleeping college students with a large knife in November, killed them all, expected to be arraigned Monday today on murder charges, other charges as well. If he enters a plea, it would trigger a countdown, giving prosecutors 2 months, 2 months to officially announce that they are seeking the death penalty in connection with the ambush slayings of these four kids. And allegedly now he may be implicated in yet some other activity. Demonized, demon-possessed, just awful. Speaking of nutcases, were we? Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has remained tight-lipped after Special Counsel John Durham's report showed glaring missteps by the Department of Justice and the weaponized FBI when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation. Pelosi's office did not respond to multiple requests for comment from Fox News this past week with regard to her response to Durham's report that found the department and the FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law during the origins of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Pelosi's office also declined to respond to questions on whether she would walk back on any of her past insinuations that Trump colluded with Russia, and that the 2016 election was somehow illegitimate. I would not hold my breath on that one. So what's up with JoJo, the mail-in president? Oh, Biden embarks on a re-election campaign this week. Just 33% of American adults say they approve, 33%, approve of his handling of the economy. 24% say national economic conditions are in good shape. Those people are nuts. According to a new poll by the Associated Press, public approval of Biden's handling of the economy remains low in a time of high inflation, difficult housing market, and concerns about a potential U.S. government debt default. That's coming on. Americans' opinion is a gloom, doom and gloom about Biden's efforts on gun policy and immigration. They say he's really messed up there, and everybody knows that. How in the world did this guy ever get in office? How does he stay there? And we tolerate it. We're as dumb as he is. Well, I've been sharing on the radio, been sharing in my pulpit about AI, artificial intelligence, and how back in 2013 it was predicted that artificial intelligence would destroy the world. You know, the dangers of all of this, AI, have been at the forefront of recent news headlines with a large majority of Americans, as well as tech giants like Elon Musk, warning it could put humanity's very existence on the verge of extinction. Isn't that something? Now, a Reuters poll this week indicates more than two-thirds, 66% of Americans, are concerned about the negative parts of AI, and 61% believe that it could threaten civilization altogether. There's some chance that it goes wrong and destroys all of humanity, says Tesla's CEO and the head of Twitter, Elon Musk. Yeah, hopefully that chance is very small, but it's certainly not zero. And so I think we want to take whatever actions we can to minimize the probability that artificial intelligence goes wrong. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, just talking about it. Isn't that something? Jesus is coming soon, my friend. AI in the Bible, some say so, on today's devotion later. Well, let's head on over to Moronville, headquarters for the oldest civil rights group in the country. It's cautioning travelers to reconsider visiting Florida as they join other lefty loonies in expressing distaste for the state's openly hostile leadership. Governor DeSantis. The NAACP issued a travel advisory Saturday in response to Governor DeSantis' attempt to ban books about race and the queers, LGBTQ+. It's all a part of that diversity and equity and inclusion demonic nonsense going on around the country. And certainly this is a big part of Florida. Anytime you stand up for truth, the enemy is going to come out. The advisory was proposed to the National Board of Directors in April during the NAACP Florida Chapters Conference in Orlando. Everything is about race today. Yeah, you don't like something on the store shelves? Ha-ha, it's racial. It's a bunch of garbage. That's what it is, my friend. Florida is openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and gays, or the LGBTQ group. Yada, yada, yada. You know, I don't care who you are, you can't win in any of this stuff. Just give it up in that regard. Hey, a longtime honored volunteer in the park system in Washington State has been fired for having an inappropriate bumper sticker. Now, what do you suppose that bumper sticker said? A lawsuit's been filed. Go get 'em, pal. We'll pray for you. It seems officials in the state system were absolutely intolerant because the volunteer had a pro-Trump bumper sticker. The American Center for Law and Justice said the legal action is to defend the First Amendment rights of Gary Formhalls. He's a former U.S. Navy chief who has volunteered, been a part of this whole program there in Washington State for 10 years. 3 years ago, he was given the Award of Excellence for his service to the state. In nominating him, officials commended him for his service above and beyond the call of duty, his integrity, his courageous and kind manner with everyone he ever met. Well, you can't have a bumper sticker about Trump on your private vehicle. See what I mean? The problem is the crazies are running the asylum in America. Good grief, Charlie Brown. Where is my... Yeah. Well, Italy's Mount Etna erupted yesterday, spewing ash across parts of Sicily's eastern coast and canceling flights from the city of Catania. No injuries, no damage reported. Mount Etna is one of the world's most active volcanoes, with multiple eruptions in both 2021 and 2022. Should this be a concern to us? Approximately 61,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate, a chemical used for both fertilizer and an ingredient in explosives, went missing when it was shipped by rail from Wyoming to California last month, prompting officials to begin investigating the mysterious disappearance. I think we should be concerned. In some places of the world, soccer is king, and yet crazy things happen at soccer matches. 12 people are dead, 100 injured, hospitalized after a crowd surge at an El Salvador soccer stadium on Saturday, reportedly caused by ticket holders pushing through locked gates. 12 people dead. Well, this is wild. A fourth person has died from an infection arising from contaminated eye drops. Officials reported over the weekend the latest in a multi-state outbreak that includes at least 14 cases of, well, people losing their vision, 4 instances of surgical eye removal. That bad. The products in question, EZIRCARE, EZIR Care, or Dalsam Pharma's Artificial Tears, both manufactured at a plant in India. Clinical samples suggest the eye drops may have been contaminated with a drug-resistant strain of, well, a horrible bacteria, which may cause severe inflammation of the cornea, some cases infection of the lungs and the bloodstream. Having to have your eyes removed from eye drops? It's just hard to get your mind around this story. This is a famous day. Did you know that? It's Happy Bitcoin Pizza Day. Some saying one of their favorite holidays on the business calendar for the whole year.
What?
It marks that fateful day back in May 22nd of 2010, 13 years ago, when a programmer named Laszlo Hanchez spent 10,000 bitcoins to buy two pizzas made by Papa John's. He said he doesn't regret the purchase, and since it made him an important figure in history today, but, oh, you got to be kidding me. If he had held on to those 10,000 bitcoins and sold at the peak price, he would have $690 million today. He would be able to buy 46 million pizzas. And even if he waited to sell his bitcoins at today's price, he would get $269 million. Hello. Look out. The orcas are coming. The orcas are coming. You know, earlier this month, a group of three orca whales began to ram a yacht off the coast of Spain, and they sank it. Not isolated. This is happening more and more. They think since these beasts are social creatures that imitate each other, they say it all started with one female orca named White Gladys that they think got tangled up in some illegal fishing gear, and she rammed a boat, and now they're all imitating her. Look out. Here come the orcas. And finally, let me share this one. I've been praying about a golden retriever for a few years since we lost our last one. That was Miss Liz. She had been abused and shot in the shoulder, and her one leg was, 3 inches shorter than the other. She used to hop around. We had a great time with her. She passed away while I was doing a share-a-thon in Tennessee. Not sure what happened to her. So I've been praying about it, had a couple promised to us, and that didn't work out. But this past week, a Catholic gentleman by the name of Paul Girardo that has a ministry of raising purebred golden retrievers, giving them away, my name got to him, and he said, why not? Would you like to have a golden retriever, Dr. Patton? Absolutely. And we got her, all 7 pounds, 11 ounces. She's kind of a runt. We call her Willow. She is ornery. And we're so grateful to this man for his generosity extended to our family. Finally got my golden retriever. But here's the rest of the story. My youngest daughter, Sarah, she's in her 30s. She went with me to help me pick out one of these animals. And before we left, she handed the dog to Paul. He said, that's never happened before. She said, would you like to hold her one more time before we leave? And he thanked Sarah. She said, could I take a picture of you? And so he said, yeah, that'd be great. And so she took her cell phone and started to take the picture and began crying. After it was, in fact, he asked her, he said, are you okay, young lady? I said, I'm fine, thank you. I asked her later, I said, what was that all about? She said, Dad, before Benny died unexpectedly last July, he was going to get you a golden retriever. Really? Then I began to cry. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Well, we at Greg Patton Ministries, producer of Hello World, encourage you to support Christian radio every way you can. Volunteer some time, do some extra things. Money is always needed. Lots and lots of money. It's true. And other stations, commercials, you know how that all works out. They pay for themselves, but this Christian radio station, counting on you, my friend, nonprofit, yep, counting on you to be a big part. We do something every, twice a year, actually, share-a-thon, fundraiser, fall, yep, raising money for Christian radio right here. Would you be a part, my friend? Pray and see if God would have you do something extra. Some of you have a little extra income there that you could, why not today? Give this station a call and say, I would like to do, and then you just fill in the blank or the check. Thank you. Well, as I told our church, you cannot ignore artificial intelligence. Those who watched the movie called Matrix back in 1999 is getting a lot of play today. There, the entire world became just a mess, a heap of ruins due to artificial intelligence. And the main character there, played by Keanu Reeves, says, "What we know for certain is that some point in the early 21st century, all of mankind was united in celebration, and we marveled at our own magnificence as we gave birth to AI, artificial intelligence, a movie from 1999. Could there be a biblical connection? Many say yes. Oh, yeah. AI is actually mentioned in the Bible. That's what some are saying. It's not an abbreviation for artificial intelligence. It's a single word, AI, and it's pronounced like each of its letters, as in A and I. Oh, you know where we're going here, right? It's the name of an ancient Canaanite city, and it packs an incredibly significant remark for today as we examine AI on the spirit or metaphorical level. This was a real place, a historical place, but it carries an additional parable meaning as well. Since Jesus only spoke in parables and did not say anything to them without using a parable, Matthew 13:34, he, of course, is still speaking to everyone today through his holy word. Is he not, the Bible? You know that's true. So they say the first key, experts who are looking into this, Christians, the first key to unlocking the mystery is to understand the meaning of the word AI, which can be translated ruin, or there you go, a heap of ruins. That's a big hint, number one. The fact that AI actually means ruin or a heap of ruins, coming from a Hebrew verb meaning to bend, twist, pervert, distort, all leading us to ruin. Really? God says he's declaring the end from the beginning, Isaiah 46:10. So right from the start of something, he's broadcasting the end, the future conclusion. Interesting, the ancient town of Ai happened to be located beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, Joshua 7:2. When we learn the meanings of these places, it gives us a bigger clue yet. Bethel means house of God. Bethaven means house of vanity or nothingness, house of, well, lots of trouble. So Ai, the place of ruin, closely associated with the house of vanity and nothingness and plenty of trouble, is that not the world today? This confusing place, getting more so every day that you and I live in? And being on the east of the house of God is reminiscent of the first man being driven out of paradise there in Eden, Genesis 3:24, and even the murderer Cain leaving God's presence and moving east of Eden, Genesis 4:16. Like Cain, here we are today, all wandering away from God's presence in the land of Nod, which just happens to mean wandering. According to the Bible, Ai was the next city after Jericho attacked by Joshua, whose name means that God saves, the same meaning of Yeshua or Jesus. The initial attack did not fare well when it was discovered there was a secret sinner in the camp of the Israelites, a man who violated God's specific ban on taking any loot from the captured city of Jericho. In other words, there was a deceptive thief. The secret sinner, Achan, whose name means troubler or possibly even serpent. Hopefully this is ringing a few bells on the spiritual level today. Who is the ultimate troubler of people? Which infamous character in the Word of God is identified as a serpent? Revelation 12:9, there he is, Satan the devil himself. So, in other words, once Achan was identified and his wicked actions exposed, he and his children were executed and the city of Ai was destroyed. In other words, on the parable level of this actual historical event, once the devil and his wicked deeds were exposed, they were identified there, and the evildoers were then, they were eliminated. The city of ruin, Ai, lives up to its name and becomes a complete heap of ruins. Isn't this interesting? Scripture goes out of its way to express that, so Joshua burned Ai and made it a permanent heap of ruins, Joshua 8:28. After the Israelites attacked Ai a second time, this time successfully, the Bible notes that Joshua hung the body of the king of Ai on a tree until evening. Joshua 8:29. At the metaphor level, can we go there? The metaphor level of God's speed. This is a preview of the execution of Jesus, who, taking on the sins of the world caused by the ultimate king of ruin, Satan, was famously nailed to wood, redeeming everyone from the ancient curse of death by becoming a curse for us, because it's written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Galatians 3:13. The Apostle Peter also wrote, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that having died to sins, we might live for righteousness, and by his wounds you have been healed." 1 Peter 2:24. So what do you think? AI, artificial intelligence, AI. So Jesus symbolically took on the role of the king of AI, the king of ruin. You think that's right? Well, who is the ultimate king of ruin? Again, there it is, another picture of our enemy, Satan, the devil. It's a real-life, symbolic portrayal of how Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for everyone's sin by having what appeared to be the evil one put to death on a tree. And now, with our death penalty paid, we're now offered eternal life. You can go to heaven today, because the law of the Spirit of the life of Jesus Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. Now that's good news. Now we know the intriguing meaning of the original AI, the one that came before artificial intelligence, the one that projects a permanent heap of ruins in every utterance of its name. God may be using this ancient event as a hint to us today. A physical example of what today's AI could bring if artificial intelligence does the twisting and the distorting and the perversion of the truth. Our own vanity, the nothingness of our God-opposing arrogance, could make today's world a permanent ruin and destroy humanity, just as Elon Musk is warning. And most Americans, a big percentage, believe it. The end has been declared from the beginning. What do you think? And here's not what I think, but what I know. You need to be saved today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are all sinners, my friend. Some of you listening today have never trusted Christ as Savior. I've had people comment from the radio show and my Facebook page. They like what I say, but they are not saved. That's just hard for me to believe. My friend, if you've never done it, why not today? Just fall on your face before God spiritually, ask him to forgive you of your sins, and invite Jesus Christ into your life. What a fantastic adventure awaits you. We all believe Jesus is coming soon. Sure you do. If you're listening today and you've never done that, today is the day of salvation. We rejoice with you, my friend. And finally, say what you will, this is a sign that a boy came home from school, told his mom, "I had a big fight with a classmate today, Mom. He called me a sissy." The mother asked, "Well, what did you do, son?" He replied, "I hit him with my purse." Oh, dear. Oh, I know. You've been listening to Hello World News, information, and comment every day at this time. Hey, you can listen to past programs. What did I say a year ago today? Go to gregpatton.com, G-R-E-G Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Facebook, several of you joined me over the weekend. Thank you very much, especially those of you down in Tennessee. You're still coming on board. Same thing, Greg, G-R-E-G Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. We thank you for your support of this program. Those of you that some support monthly, others a one-time gift, always acceptable through The Cross in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And if you're ever up our way, stop by and see us on a Sunday or a Wednesday. We would love to have your company. And that's the way it is. Monday, May the 22nd, 2023. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.